USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for a bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown, and he says the Senate will do what the House hasn't been able to.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
He emphasized that border concerns can't be addressed if the government closes. Republicans blame Democrats for overspending last year's budget and stated that Americans deserve an open government and a secure border. Tonight in California, seven Republican presidential hopefuls are scheduled to debate. Among the contenders, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, former Vice President Mike Pence, and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Fox News will be hosting the second GOP debate, which will again be skipped by former President Trump. Illegal immigration is surging to unprecedented levels. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the president, vice president, and other top Democrats are turning a blind eye to the issue they've played a role in creating.
Where's AOC? I assume she still has her white pantsuit. She just can't be bothered to cry in front of the Biden cages. Because with Trump no longer in the White House, suddenly the suffering of those kids doesn't matter.
Just last weekend, there were more than 4,000 crossings into the Texas border town of Eagle Pass alone. Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey, along with his wife, entered not guilty pleas to charges of bribery today. Leaving his arraignment in New York City, he did not speak to the press. According to federal prosecutors, the Democrat and his spouse are accused of receiving substantial sums of money, gold bars, and gifts in return for leveraging his influence to aid both businessmen and the Egyptian government. The U.S. soldier who crossed into North Korea illegally is now back in American custody. North Korean state media announced today that U.S. Army Private Travis King would be expelled from that country. He'd been taken in North Korean custody in July after crossing the DMZ during a tour. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
The United Auto Workers strike has now entered its 12th day. Today, former President Trump scheduled to visit Michigan and speak with striking workers at a business in Clinton Township. The visit comes just a day after President Biden met with workers on the picket line. UAW President Sean Fain remarked on the irony of Trump holding a rally at a non-union business. The convicted murderer who escaped prison and led authorities on a two-week manhunt is set to appear in court today.
Danilo Cavalcanti has a preliminary hearing on his escape charge. Cavalcanti broke out of Chester County Prison by climbing up a wall on August 31st. He hid for 14 days, surviving on stream water and stolen watermelons until his eventual recapture. He was convicted of murdering his ex-girlfriend in front of her children back in 2021. He also faces another murder charge from 2017. I'm Corey Myers.
Retailers in Philadelphia are taking stock of the aftermath following extensive looting last night. Deputy Police Commissioner John Stanford said police were dispatched to Center City, where about 100 individuals targeted retail establishments like the Apple Store, Lululemon, and Foot Locker.
What we had tonight was a bunch of criminal opportunists take advantage of a situation and make an attempt to destroy our city.
15 to 20 arrests were made. The incidents of looting followed a peaceful protest that was held earlier in the evening. And Bruce Springsteen is rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 800-694-1127. 800-694-1127. That's 800-694-1127.